The Victor Harbour Artisan Market is on this Sunday. There'll be over 40 market stalls displaying a variety of items. Along Ocean Street from Coral Street, artist Eric Hilliard from Encounter Bay will be selling his work there for the first time. He joins me now. Hi, Eric.
Good morning, Jenny, and good morning, listeners.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Now, you've been very busy getting ready for this weekend, I hear. What inspired you to take part this year?
Because I've had my artwork in a number of galleries, I suddenly got this decision to say, well, I'm only allowed to put a few items up, and people don't get an idea of what I cover. I cover every medium from ballpoint pen up to oils, and I cover every subject. So in this display, which I'll have down there, which I'll have 40 first, but I actually have 60 paintings down there.
Oh, wow.
Not all on display at one go, but they'll be able to see the work I do.
Right. Wow, gosh. So you're covering all these different media. Is this something you've been doing for a long time? When did you become an artist?
Well, I didn't really. When I started becoming an artist about 15 years ago in Victor Harbour when I lived here before. An artist, I was teaching people how to do art in oil. And I thought, well, I'll have a go at it. And I enjoyed it. And from there, he taught me how to do things. And I thought, well, I'll try other mediums. So I did. So I think it goes back partially because I was started as a commercial artist in Fleet Street, but didn't continue on with it because I had a girlfriend and I thought the girlfriend was more important. So I cancelled that and moved on. But then my father said, what do you want to do? And he got me a job as a design draftsman. And that's what I became all the rest of my life, was design draftsman. So sketching was part of my life.
Oh, right. And what inspires you? What are your muses in day-to-day life?
Going for walks. I belong to a club which goes every fortnight and does 10 kilometres, and they travel all over the world doing walks. And we go anywhere in Australia and travel overseas sometimes. So I love walking. I love doing my art, but it takes up so much time, and I want to get out more. And we're actually going to go away to Darwin, hopefully at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone get away, but then we want to get away all next year because we are getting on in age now. So it's one thing.
That might offer a bit of inspiration if you want to put pen to paper again or oil to paper.
Yeah, well, that's what you do. When you go away, you actually do take some items with you just to sketch. Things now are made so easy. Acrylic paint, you can actually buy in a pen, and you can draw in pen with acrylic.
And oh, I didn't know that.
Same as I paint yourself, yeah.
Huh. What are your favourite media to use?
I think because I was a design draftsman and the pencil was that, I love sketching. So sketching is that, and I sketch faces and put them in graphite pencil. I love doing that, yeah.
Do you ever do landscapes and pictures of your environment?
Yeah, I've done a few down here, which I've started to do more of because I find they turn out quite good. And they're of the area around here, like young kids on the beach looking at seagulls and Encounter Bay and Port Elliot and areas around Victor Harbour.
And who are your subjects when you do faces?
I've got one here which is watercolour, did ages ago, and it's a Victorian lady, and then I did an Edwardian lady. And what I'm trying to do now is actually do a face where I'm doing watercolour and let the hair in different colours just flow down, and it does give a good result. So that's one of the things I like doing.
Oh,
it's
brilliant.
Relaxing, that one, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I can't, the one medium I cannot work in is watercolour.
It's tricky, isn't it? I don't know how to do it either. It all blends together and kind of runs across the page.
Yeah, that's it. If you don't get it right, it's there and it stays. With oil, it's flexible. Acrylic dries very quickly. And pencil, you could just do it and rub it away. That's the idea.
And you took part in organising a Strathalbyn exhibition earlier in the year, which was all about pastels.
Yeah, I did. That was very successful. And you see the beautiful artwork that the pastel art group does in animals and things like that. And that fact reminds me, I've done one in pastel, my first one in an animal. And I like people to see it because I believe it's pretty good for my first time pastel, because I've only done pastel in the last 2 years.
Mm. So you're obviously not afraid to try new things, Eric.
No, I think I'm at the point now, I think I've tried them all, and you get to know which ones are the best. I still love oil, but it smells and it's hard to use. Acrylic's easy. So if we're going to go away, pencil and things like that, and I have taken pasta with me. That is good. It's not that bad, but it gets very messy in the powder sort of form.
Yes, my my niece was over at my house yesterday. She's a year and a half old, and she was getting into the pastels. It got very messy.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
But it is a beautiful medium. And do you get that thing that a lot of artists get where you get into a zone, where you kind of zone out of reality while you're in the midst of creating your piece of artwork?
You do, because the one I said of the dog was actually around my dog, one of the dogs we had. I've done a few of our dogs here, but they're made so that not just our dogs, they could be anyone's. And I was like, when I did it, one of the things that a lot of people say is what makes you do it to a point you want to keep going. And what I do, and a lot of people don't do it this way, but I did the eyes. And once I did the eyes, it felt like I was looking at my dog, and I just kept going. Yeah. And it's incredible how it happens like that, yeah.
South Coast artist Eric Hilliard's with us ahead of the Artisan Market this Sunday in Victor Harbour. There'll be a Christmas raffle, I hear.
That is, yeah, that's on. There's a few things going on. There's a raffle, which is going to be on each of, well, quite a few stores where you fill it in. And you have to guess what the symbols are to form a full name. And then you put it into the box. And then at 2 o'clock, Father Christmas is going to give the prize out. Now, I don't know what the prize are, but I know that she set it up in a way that there is someone is going around with a bag and giving things out. And there also will be a magician running up and down. Yeah, doing magic. Cool work, yeah. And there'll also be pit singers at each end of it, I believe. So, you know, it goes on for quite a while. It's quite a big thing, and it takes a long while to set up, and it's now once every 2 months, roughly. One's just gone, this one in December, and one on the 27th of February.
And there's quite a lot of other types of arty things that people can buy, right?
Yes, yeah, there's lots of arty things, but I believe I'm the only one that's actually doing artwork as per se, in oils and things like that. Yeah, the other artwork is carved things or metal things. I went through the last one and it was so varied, but there's not bric-a-brac. There's nothing like the old antique stuff because there's plenty of shops around for that.
Mm. And if people can't make it Sunday, they can see some of your work at a nearby gallery?
Yeah, they can see my work that's on from now till the 4th of January. And it's in Coral Street, Victor Harbour. So if they can't see it there, they can go and see mine in there, which I've got some good art in there as well. There are three mediums in that as well.
Brilliant. Oh, so lovely to talk to you, Eric Hilliard. Thanks so much for your time.
That's fine. You have a happy new year and to all listeners.
Yeah, have a great Christmas as well.
And a Christmas as well, yeah.